As a matter of fact, today, someone has said to me, now, what are you going to cook today? Grandpa, with relish, I hope you like it. And they said, I never tried it. And I don't really like fish very much anyway. And I'll need hundreds of hours looking very, very slowly. That German hardly bubbles. And the reason for that is if it goes too fast, you get a whole lot of scum. And Grandpa gets rid of that scum first so that you don't get it. Makes me have... That smells... And if you're going to do it in the exact way, you should have pot. Because Grandpa's small mouth and rather fat body gives you the needed gelatinous quality of the sauce. Well, this is its own syrup. Just boil it in a big pot of scum for 5 minutes and then rinse it off if you want. Either you can skim all the fat off my pan, or you can freeze it 12 hours in the oven. Very, very slowly. And cut to someone sawed in half by the butcher. And you can just have Grandpa sawed up. Here we are. Turn off, and the fat floats throughout the house and is falling out. There it is. And when you get it, you want to smell it, and you notice it. Tiger smells like steak, just the way kidneys smell like liver, kidneys and liver like liver, beef. Steak smells like fish. Grandpa smells like tripe, but just boil it in a big pot of scum. That is sweet. And I like to soak it in about an hour today. Someone said to me, what are you going to cook today? So now we have Grandpa, hundreds of cups, a combination of hundreds of other sauces. Syrup. Either you can skim all the fat off my pan, or you can freeze it 12 hours in the oven, and very, very slowly. Someone sawed in half by the butcher, and you can just have Grandpa sawed up. Here we are. Whoa! Turn off the faucet, and then the fat from it floats throughout the house and just throw it out. There it is. And when you get it, you want to smell it. And you notice that tripe smells like steak, just the way kidneys smell like liver, kidneys and liver like liver, beef. Steak smells like fish. Grandpa smells like tripe, but just boil it in a big pot of scum. That it smells. And I like to soak it in for about an hour or two with a big bathing tap. Now we're going to have hundreds of cups of a combination of Grandpa's and two nice big imported allspice berries. What are you going to cook it in, is the question. A gadget. And we have this gadget here, which is just for... And now we can get to some more familiar ingredients, which are always easily available. And the two whole honeycombs, or peppercorns.